brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are now into the third hour, and we are broadcasting worldwide. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to recap the latest bombshell developments. We also have a clip from last night with John Kerry and his statement about how, first off, he said there's no doubt Assad did the chemical weapons, but later he says it doesn't matter who really launched the chemicals. We can't allow a country to have these chemicals, so the UN must go in. So it's globalism. We're going to attack you for peace. And we're going to bring in rebels to do it and go after your legal weapons. And I've got a transcript that I'm going to be going over as well. We have the video as well with Carney saying this is not regime change. In fact, that's the London Guardian with the transcript of that. Carney, of course, famously a few months ago said that they're launching non-lethal lethal operations in different parts of the world. So it's non-lethal lethal. So kill your neighbor, hypothetically, beat their brains out, and the cops show up and go, it's non-lethal lethal. I'm Jay Carney. In fact, wear a Jay Carney suit. Look like a punk class president who you wouldn't trust, you know, to water your plants when you're out of town. I mean, you take one look at Carney. He is an arrogant, narcissistic, full of himself, jackass, criminal. And I want to say this, all the liars that work for this regime and all the media whores at CNN, MSNBC, you know who you are, who go along with all this warmongering and the conservative talk show host that know full well what's going on and say we've got to attack Syria, you're the scum of the earth and you are complicit in these war crimes. Good job for Dr. Corsi and WorldNet Daily coming out against us and saying it's a fraud. Good job for Drudge Report posting the article showing it's a fraud. Good job for Pat Buchanan coming out and saying this is a fraud. Good job to InfoWars. Because, you know, we stand on the right side of history. Assad is no angel cake, but compared to his daddy is. He was a stabilizing force in the region, and he was trying to democratize, and they used that to be able to infiltrate and start this up. Makes his dad's point, doesn't it? So that's the problem. The globalists always introduce instability, which then helps dictators stay in power worldwide. The globalists want dictatorship because they can centralize control through it. And you're going to find out in the coming months and years, the men from the boys, who cares about humanity, who values the truth. Like Dr. Corsi said, you know, he is a famous conservative, pretty much a neocon. And there he is having to admit these wars have been fraudulent and have bankrupted us, and that the Al-Qaeda rebels are run by the White House, and there's videos of them staging the chemical attack. And he goes, Assad's bad, but the truth's the truth. Exactly. The truth is the truth. It isn't about, well, he's a bad guy, so let's do something. Let's be conservative. 500 times worse? To say he's 10 times worse, no. You could go to Syria and go to the beach and hang out and go to movies, and women could go to college, and Jews and Christians could live in peace. And unless you were a radical, violent Islamic group, you could have freedom in that country. The anger against Assad is just like here, the government gives contracts to crony insiders. That's the tyranny. Is that just like in Egypt, Hosni Mubarak gave contracts to his buddies and screwed over taxpayers. It's exactly what our government's doing. And notice, only 9% of Americans, 91%, are against this war. 91%. In the major Reuters poll that's out, and they don't care, they go ahead with it. Now, I mean, are we going to have somebody invade us because we've got a corrupt government and then blow the country up like they're doing us a favor? No thanks. No thanks. You know, I don't want any foreign governments to invade to kick out Obama. It's the same type of deal. But Obama is at war with logic and truth. Assad comes out and just says, what about the logic? The article's up on InfoWars.com. It's red-linked. Assad says Syria is a sovereign country fighting Al-Qaeda. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're all riders on the storm, my friends. Into this world we're born. Into this world we're thrown.
Riders on the storm.
Let me just recap the top headlines and new developments, and I'm going to give the number out for active duty or retired special forces troops, particularly who've recently retired, to give us your take on this. It's on record for almost 3 years now. It's over 2.5 years. They've been funding Al-Qaeda mainly, 60%, it's estimated by the Council on Foreign Relations, to invade out of Iraq, out of Jordan, and out of Turkey. No one knows the numbers. There's as many as 60,000 at any one time in the country. They believe it's over 200,000 have been injected in the last 2.5 years. And they're given U.S. weapons, you name it, German weapons, Dutch weapons, British weapons. They're now being given U.S. TOW missiles, heat-seeking missiles, trench anti-aircraft missiles. That's the heat-seekers they've got mainly. And now, notice now they're telling police departments, get ready for Al-Qaeda to shoot down aircraft with heat seekers. And they won't even care when they shoot down our aircraft later. It'll be like, that traitor Alex says our government gave it to them. When it's on record, they did. See, being a traitor is being informed. Being a traitor is loving America. Being a traitor is loving justice. Being a traitor is loving the truth. Being a traitor is being an American against the globalist occupation of this country. And Obama wants a big, giant distraction from everything that's happening. The IRS gate, the NSA gate, the persecution of the pro-life groups, the Benghazi gate, the Fast and Furious gate, and all the new stuff. The Muslim Brotherhood is coming out, being funded directly by Obama and his family. He's like making money, using covert money, to then give his family large positions in the Middle East. I mean, this is incredible. It's like LBJ himself reportedly made over $500 million just on the dredging of one area off the coast of South Vietnam to bring in ships. And that was back in the 60s. He made $500 million off that. I mean, it's just the president personally is in there doing this. He smiles at his idiot followers. But the good news is this is bombshell. Major Reuters poll out, and I'm going to dig through it here and show TV viewers the actual Washington Post headline. The headline is, Syrian war, U.S. intervention in Syrian war, less popular than Congress, is the headline. I'm going from memory. I'll pull it out here. There it is. New poll, Syrian intervention even less popular than Congress. Washington Post. Folks, it's already an intervention. Our dirty, evil government did the whole thing. And I want to explain something here. People say, well, how do you dislike the corrupt government but say you love our military? Our military is the most awake group I know. They're good men and women on average. They're awake, folks. It's like if your plane got hijacked by a hijacker and they put on the captain's uniform, which they a lot of times do because of psychological reasons, people tend to stop resisting just because they're in the uniform. We have criminals in the uniform of the president, the commander-in-chief, the leader of the Senate, the leader of the House. They're all globalists who themselves are out of control. I've studied criminology, I've studied megalomania, studying history, and you get the Roman Empire, the Babylonian Empire, Mesoamerican empires, you name it. When do they always go into decline? You'll have some king that comes from a line of people that was, you know, tough, strong, focused, intelligent, was into art, literature, building up society, building aqueducts. It's the same story everywhere. And things thrive, population grows, there's good rule, everybody gets happy, then his grandson's kind of a punk, but he gets into power 50 years later and is arrogant, puts some corrupt people in, and gets a little jealous of some other folks that have some money, so he shuts them down. He decides to conquer some neighbors that they've been trading with for a long time, and that shuts down that productivity. And then they start conquering other neighbors and looting the peasants, you know, with 80% tax rates to be able to fund the new wars. And then then his own guard turns against him. So he brings in mercenaries to oppress them. And then he has a spoiled, rotten son that gets control who likes to chain children up in the town square and chew their throats out in front of everyone. That was a common thing for some reason. Nero, was it Nero or Caligula that dressed up like a werewolf and would chain up the children in the banquet hall and rip their throats out nightly? It was Nero. Yeah, it was Nero. It wasn't Caligula. I mean, you can look that up, by the way. And just, it doesn't matter whether it was the Aztecs or the Romans. Finally, you know, Vlad the Impaler, I think it was his granddaughter, would bathe in the blood of babies. They would chop their heads off and spew the blood onto her because she thought it made her look younger. That's, by the way, archaeology. They've dug that up. That's true. Bring in the peasant baby, chop its head off, and spray the blood on me. This is what we've allowed. It's like Hitler, Stalin, or Mao. We just have absolute ravenous scum of the earth in control that want to destroy themselves subconsciously. Look at what a degenerate Nero looks like. I mean, look at that. Look how crazed on a power trip he looks. Those Romans could really get it down to what they look like. Look at that psycho demon. He finally committed suicide. He was so decadent. He said, I've murdered my family, burned the city down. The only thing I can do that's more evil is kill myself. Look it up. That's what Lenin said. He wrote poetry. You can pull it up. He said, I'd like to take over the planet and create weapon systems. And he talked about scientists that had theorized. They theorized by 1900 atomic weapons. This was in the 30s. He said, I'd like to blow up the Earth. No. Blow up the sun. No, blow up everything. And he said, my dream is to kill everybody. And he would go to a little island. This is actually, Clint Eastwood put this in one of his movies. a breakdown of it where a crazy hillbilly's killing white rabbits. And I always saw that and wondered, what does that mean? Where would you come up with that? And later I learned, oh, he had a private island where they would stock thousands of white rabbits. They would run around with guns and hatchets just for like 8 hours straight, biting them, ripping their heads off, flopping around on the ground. I'm sorry to... What's that movie with Bridges that Clint Eastwood did? It's Lightfoot and something. No, it's not the Bridges. It's something in Lightfoot. The point is, it doesn't matter. That's based off what Lenin would do. And we're going to give these people nuclear weapons and everything, and Thunderbolt and Lightfoot. There you go. And that's the type of issue that we're facing here. And the sane people are going to have to stand up and take action against the psychopaths before they destroy the world. Because in the old days, the tyrants would run their course and collapse finally, and then the barbarians would come in and take over the primitives, and then society would start back over again. This time, that's not going to happen with the technocracy. They're going to do things that humanity, the world, has never seen before. You wonder, why do they put fluoride in the water when they know it increases cancer and brain damages? Well, they've all written white papers like the White House science czar. He wants you to be dumbed down so he can control you. They get off on walking through the mall or down the street looking at all their victims. It's a power trip. Well, let me tell you something, you pieces of crap. I see you, and I know who you are, and I know what you are. And I am here to try to ignite the spirit of liberty, and I can feel it already happening, and you will pay. You will be defeated. I am not going to stand by, and God is not going to stand by, and the American people and the rest of the planet that loves justice is not going to stand by and watch you filth run rampant anymore. Every stinking false flag they've pulled, they've gotten over 70% approval ratings to go into countries. But people now know, so they've pulled conservatives, libertarians, liberals, you name it. The average is 9% support your new fraud. And that's why Kerry yesterday said, I want you to look at the images of these dead children, and I want you to understand how horrible it is. And then I'm sitting there watching it and wondered why I got probably more angry than I ever had in my life, looking at this sack of arrogant, narcissistic garbage, drunk on the blood of innocents, in his fancy suit, threatening us that are awake, going, and how dare those of you claim that Assad didn't do this. And then he later says, but it doesn't matter who did it. And then he goes on to say, it doesn't matter either. We have to go in and get the weapons, knowing full well it's going to come out the rebels did it. And who commands them? The State Department's running this illegal operation outside Congress. That's come out. And who heads up the State Department? You're looking at the guy that did it.
The UN investigation will not determine who used these chemical weapons.
See?
Only whether such weapons were used. A judgment that is already clear to the world.
That's enough.
I spoke on Thursday.
Now he goes on to talk about the children and everything else. I did the whole thing on the news last night and talked over it. I could hardly walk out of here last night. I was so freaked out and so exhausted. I'm going to be honest with you. People say, man, why are you angry? Why am I angry? My government is hijacked and run by an Ivy League piece of trash, an arrogant frat boy scumbag, a Nero wannabe. In America's name. I mean, when my children get older, if they ever came, the police ever came, and it turned out one of my children done something horrible, I would feel terrible about it. Because it's in my name, and it means I failed. And it's the same thing. I have failed. We've all failed. We've got this disgusting trash butchering our country, waging war on us, saying veterans are the number one terror threat. George Washington is bad in the Army Manual. I mean, I can't even believe I'm saying that. It's so over the top. These people are the enemy. And the fact that I'm on over 160 stations and reach 15 million people a week shows America still got a chance to fix ourselves like Nineveh. To get that reprieve before judgment comes down on us. But I'm here to tell you, right now, just as Jonah warned Nineveh, those of us that have been warning people about what's happening, America is going to go into full bondage and hell on earth if we continue to allow these people to rule over us. We are going under judgment. How does God judge people? Read about Israel when they would do, and the prophets would tell them, you're going to be judged. You're going to be allowed to go into captivity. When you become evil, you judge yourself. You let the evil take over. They're not going to stop at Syria. They're not going to stop anywhere. Where you think they hate Syrians? They really hate Americans, the globalists.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
I hear the train come. It's rolling around the bend.
Yeah, and it could cause World War III. It's called Open Bombardment of Syria by NATO and the United States, run by Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan on record, with the Russians and the Chinese on the other side. And the globalists, of course, have funded them as well. They'll just sit back and make money out of the disaster, out of the crisis. And here's the deal. Iran says they're going to line up behind Syria. People really hate Iran. So, see, that's what Obama's counting on, is that once Iran attacks, or they'll attack Israel, then it's like, well, we got to be for it now. So you attack people and you push them into it. And then they know Americans will just get behind it. And of course he thinks it's going to happen. I'm going to open the phones up for Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us for just 10 minutes in the next segment to give us his take for a few military people to join us on air. You can start calling now if you can hold 15, 20 minutes, but 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But Syria crisis, Russia and China step up warning over strike. That's BBC. Dr. Corsi, this is up on Infowars.com. Syria gas attack, work of U.S. allies. They got the videos of it, and the group's bragging. Oh, yeah. New poll, Syria intervention, even less popular than Congress, 9%. Al-Zahari, the leader of Al-Qaeda, praises what the West is doing, helping the rebels, and says Damascus first, then Cairo, then Jerusalem. I mean, who knows? Maybe Obama will end up supporting the Al-Qaeda. I guess they are supporting the attack on Cairo, but how about they call them protesters on CNN and activists. How about calling them activists and people when they attack Jerusalem? Who knows? I've seen stranger things. They might actually support that. Continuing, international, I'll be a traitor for not supporting that, I guess. I don't like Al-Qaeda. I'll admit it. I guess I'm a bad man. International pressure heats up. Hegel, U.S. ready to strike Syria immediately. On and on and on. Military strikes as early as Thursday. U.S. officials, NBC. I mean, this is a big deal. The Dow drops by 1% amid worries over Syria. This is the type of stuff we're dealing with. Let's go to the front page of Infowars.com. Assad says Syria is a sovereign country fighting Al-Qaeda. That's like saying the sky was blue today. So that article just went up on Infowars.com. Please get that article out to everyone you know. Saudis threaten Russia with Olympic terrorist attacks unless it abandons Syria's support. Yeah, that's right. The Saudi terrorist state that's helping supply the jihadis is openly saying they're going to attack Russia with proxy soldiers if they don't hand over Syria to them. It's the NATO with the degenerate Saudi leadership doing all this. It's unbelievable, folks. I mean, our government's done some evil stuff before. This is just naked. And then they launch that nerve gas attack and get up there and talk about how they're humanitarians and blame it on other groups so they can kill hundreds of thousands more on the backs of a few hundred dead people they killed. And they know you have emotions. They're psychos, at least sociopaths. The only time they feel emotions when they're doing something evil. It's what animates them. Study criminology, folks. You need to understand our enemy. Assad says Syria, again, is a sovereign country fighting Al-Qaeda. Americans, 91% opposition to Syrian war, insignificant to the technocrats. But it does show the mass awakening is happening. That is huge news. In your face, Miley Cyrus soft porn as Obama prepares to murder Syrians. Yeah, I saw articles where it's more popular in the news and on Twitter about Miley Cyrus, again, who sold to the youth to try to corrupt them, and now she runs around bending over, simulating sex on TV, knowing everybody will pick up on it so she can sell more tickets. And again, if that's what you want to do, fine. My issue is it shows the incredible immoralness that Americans sure have woken up and are against another war. They know, oh, they always lie about stuff. I don't believe them. But so what? Let me see that girl bent over. And it's like, hey, man, you're not going to have your pension funds, your job, nothing under evil like this, you idiots. Okay? Democrats are like, yeah, I guess Obama's kind of out of control, but I still like him. Yeah, he'll be on Jay Leno talking about, hey, you got caught spying on people without warrants. You lied about that. But I'm for gay marriage. And like, well, I guess it's like a throwaway thing. I'm for gay marriage. Hey, I caught you robbing the bank. I'm for gay marriage, officers. Well, I guess that's okay then. It's just all these little petty distractions. Going to break. Here's some of Carney an hour ago with his bull at the White House press briefing. Now, you don't need to go in a horse barn to find manure, folks. It comes out of this guy's mouth. Here it is.
What I would say is that yesterday I made clear that the intelligence community is working on an assessment, and that once we had that assessment, we would provide information to the public about it in the coming days. And that remains true. I think that Fed speculation that it would come today.
Just look at him. His body language. Total liar.
Some other day. But it will come, and I think you can expect it this week. Let me also say, and I think that both Secretary Kerry and I attempted to make clear yesterday that there is no doubt here that chemical weapons were used on a massive scale.
See, we're going to come
on
back.
August 21st.
But he repeats what Kerry said. It doesn't matter if Assad used it now. They can use chemical weapons anywhere they want, then invade you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Every second of every day through our television sets. Even when the set is turned off, look around at the environment we live in. Carbon dioxide, fluorocarbons, and methane have increased since 1958. Earth is being acclimatized. They are turning our atmosphere into their atmosphere. We are like a natural resource to them. Deplete the planet, move on to another. They want benign indifference. They want us drugged. We could be pets. We could be food. But all we really are is livestock.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
All right, we've just got him for about 10 minutes, because then I think he's doing an RT interview overseas. And then we're going to go to the veterans I wanted to get on, ex-military intelligence, vet, nuclear launch officer, current serving military. I want to get your take on what's happening. But you heard Dr. Jerome Corsi last hour. He said this is the greatest threat of nuclear war since the Cuban Missile Crisis. And it's all based on a lie. And WorldNet Daily, with their Arab-speaking bureau, found all the al-Qaeda videos with them launching the attacks last week, bragging. And it's on their channels they've had for 2 years showing their attacks. They're that proud. They got caught earlier this year launching a chemical attack that even Yahoo reported on. But I wanted to get Dr. Roberts on today. He wrote a story that's at paulcraigroberts.org. And we also have it up on Infowars.com. Syria, another Western war crime in the making, Paul Craig Roberts. And I wanted to get the former head of policy at the Treasury, father of Reaganomics, on to give a truly conservative perspective on this and to ask him, is it good news that only 9% of Americans in a Reuters poll agree with this? I think this is the collapse of support, and it really shows we have a rogue state kleptocracy in there, A, but B, does he think they'll go ahead and strike? Dr. Corsi believes they will, and it may cause World War III. Dr. Roberts, thanks for coming on.
Pleased to be with you, Alex.
Break it down.
Well, they're going to strike, and of course, it was not done by Assad. It was staged by the Americans and the Israelis. We've known this from the beginning, the minute that Obama said there was a line drawn. We knew they were going to have a false flag event. The fact that the American people are finally caught on or tired of these wars that don't serve their purposes doesn't matter, because Washington now is no longer accountable except to a few powerful private interests. So I think it will go ahead. I don't think nuclear war will result because of this strike, but it's going to result because what the United States is doing, they're radicalizing the Muslims. It's a way of destabilizing both Russia and China. Russia has large Muslim populations. It's bordered by numerous Muslim countries. China has some Muslim populations and borders. And so as this radicalization of Muslims spreads, it spreads into these two countries and becomes destabilizing for them. And as well, the United States has inside Russia hundreds of non-governmental organizations funded with American money whose purpose is to destabilize Russia, to demand liberalization, which is really a way of creating dissenting voices, arousing the different nationality passions of the peoples in Russia. The same in China. In China, every time an American company locates a new plant or a bank branch in China, they create a board, and they put on this board the Chinese relatives of the local and regional party officials. And so that board becomes a way of, it's a conduit for money into the regional and local Communist Party. And it creates loyalties that put them at odds with the central government.
So it's a global corporatist takeover above That's all it. The nations. Let me ask you this question, Dr. Roberts. How far can the madness go when every military officer I talk to says the military is awake and upset? When the polls show almost no one's buying it, but as you said, they don't care, they go forward. Is there any way to stop this madness?
I doubt it. I think it will lead to nuclear war, because what the Chinese and Russians are learning is that there's no international law. I mean, the United States has no respect for international law, and the Chinese and Russians are learning that there is no restraint whatsoever on Washington's criminality. And since they are isolated diplomatically, they're outgunned militarily, all they really can do is to take refuge in nuclear weapons. And both are rapidly upgrading their strategic nuclear weapons. So I think the idiots in Washington, you know, trying to have world hegemony, are driving the world to nuclear war. I think that is the certain outcome of the neoconservative policy of American hegemony.
Again, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us. He's an economist and also has worked internationally on many deals, including the peace deals with the Soviet Union back in 1991. Doctor, unfortunately, I have to agree with you, and all the other experts I talk to agree, and I've done my own research. I think the only thing that may stop it is the military itself quietly leaking information, sabotaging things in a peaceful way, kind of blocking what's going on. And that's why you see such a focus on persecuting whistleblowers, because the kleptocrats that have seized control of our central government seem to be concerned about that. So I think that shows that that may be a weakness.
Well, you know, Dempsey, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, has warned against it. But I think on the whole, the military is unable to do anything. And what they would have to do would be simply to have a coup. But actually, the war serves the purpose of the military. It serves the military security complex. The go-along, get-along generals, when they retire, they either get to be Pentagon consultants or they become lobbyists.
Sure, but it's not going to serve them if we go totally bankrupt and there's a nuclear war.
I know, but everybody thinks about their interests. Who's looking after me? This is my chance. I can't rock the boat. So it becomes very hard for the military to do something that's actually against the short-run interests of all of the members in the higher ranks. So I don't know that we can count on the military stopping it. They haven't stopped any of the other wars.
Why do you think they're going ahead with this now, to distract from all the scandals, to try to get Iran to get involved so that they can have a wider war?
Well, you know, it's part of the neoconservative document that they put out. And General Wesley Clark has reported he was shown the same thing when he visited the Pentagon. So I think what it's really about is the United States was going to pull off in Syria exactly the same scenario it used in Libya. Only this time the Russians and the Chinese vetoed the no-fly zone, because they had learned that the no-fly zone was actually something the Americans and NATO used for attacking Gaddafi's forces. So they vetoed it. So the Americans Washington had already instigated the outside jihadists going into Syria to overthrow the secular president, and yet there was no air support. And so the American-backed forces, the Washington-backed forces, are being defeated. And so they've got to find some way to come to the aid, yes, of the forces. And so that's what this chemical weapons false flag attack is all about. It gives Washington an excuse to run in there and rescue the forces that it sent to work.
Sir, Joel Skousen, who does World Affairs Brief, has been very accurate in his analysis, as have you been. He believes that the Anglo-American power structure is trying to get Russia and China to start a nuclear war, and that they believe out of that global crisis, they'll be able to create a new police state here, roll out some of the space-based weapons they've got to defeat them, and finally have world domination, and that this is truly a megalomaniacal thing that's happening. What's your take on that analysis?
Well, we already have a police state. They already have that, and nobody survives nuclear war. I mean, there won't be any survivors. So I think...
sure.
That that's an incorrect analysis, and that...
Okay, well, you and I can see the end of this, and he can see the end of it, and everybody else I talk to that's intelligent can see the end of it. What is the power structure thinking, then, if they don't want World War III? Why are they trying to start it? Or are they so arrogant, like Don Corzine making 40-to-1 bets in the stock market, that they just think they're invincible?
Well, they probably are full of hubris. And they're full of the ideology that they're indispensable and exceptional, but they're also counting on winning. They're counting on their strategy of destabilizing Russia and China working. I mean, Washington does have fifth columns in both countries. And so if radicalizing the Muslim populations causes more instability, then Washington,
sure,
says we can win. So they're banking on winning without the nuclear war. But
sure,
what they're overlooking is that that's the only weapons that China and Russia would have to stop this. So I think it would come out. We'll all be simply destroyed. It'd be the end of life on Earth.
And they also like to use the radical Muslims they're flooding the U.S. and Europe with as another way to destabilize and then take all our liberties from the threat they literally created. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, folks can read your columns on your site and syndicated around the web on places like Infowars.com, PaulCraigRoberts.org. Thank you so much for your analysis.
Pleased to talk to you.
Thank you, Doctor. Well, there you go. There's the father of Reaganomics, listed as one of the top 10 economists in the world by Forbes magazine and other publications. Here telling us that we're probably going to end up in the next few years, if not sooner, have nuclear war, and we're all dead. And Don Corzine and Blank Fine, everybody just doesn't care because they've just got trillions they've stolen, and they're all just got jet copters and 20 mistresses, and they're invincible like every other group of control freaks in history. They got to have world government, man. They just got to have it. They got to have it. They got to have it now. We're going to go to your phone calls here now in just a moment. Ahead of all this, it's more important than ever that everyone become PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers. One $5.95 a month membership that pays for us to build the news division. Lets 11 people with the same username and passcode simultaneously log in, see all my films, the nightly news, the commercial-free video and audio podcast, the daytime radio show, video feeds of the daytime radio show. It's all at PrisonPlanet.tv. And please don't forget, during all these crises, it is more important than ever to fund and support this operation. During crises, our actual revenue even goes down. You think it would go up, but people just get completely concerned about the information, not supporting the outfits that are actually helping warn people. I think this can be stopped. There are a lot of smart people in the system that realize where this is going, and that's why they haven't gone over the edge, because every joint chief of staff has said, don't do this, and don't attack Iran, and don't, because they war fight, folks, and they know what the Russians are up to. And the globalists have this double game trying to take over China. It's just madness. It's not America. So please support InfoWarsStore.com, all the great products. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. If you have a membership, share it. Also, check out PrivateInternetAccess.com. We hear news stories every day about NSA spying on people. PrivateInternetAccess.com provides cybersecurity, encrypts internet connection, hides your IP address, providing anonymous browsing, provides firewall protection, which prevents data mining, provides uncensored access to the complete internet, maintains no records whatsoever of computer activity, can connect to five devices simultaneously with one account, and can have service anywhere the internet connection. Based in the USA, PrivateInternetAccess.com. And finally, eFoodsDirect.com. They sent out 50,000 meals to the victims of Oklahoma and found out that was only enough supply for just a few weeks. It just shows how people need to be prepared. They've got a bunch of specials running right now. You can find it at InfoWars.com by linking through on the banners or by simply going to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find all the free shipping deals. They've got a bunch of other specials, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633. All right, my friends, let's go to your phone calls now. Doc, and then David, and then Scott, and then Passman. In fact, I want to go to Doc and then Passman first. Doc, you're on the air. You say you're ex-military intelligence. What is your take on all of this madness?
I don't want to get into it too much. I'm ex-MI and also ex-Spec Ops. I've served with the U.S. as military and as a civilian. And I also served in a foreign army in a third world war, in a third world brush fire war in Africa in the 70s. I was also in the peacekeeping force in the Sinai in the 70s under Carter. This is a message that I got about a week ago from a friend who's with Military Sealift Command on a row boat. That stands for roll on, roll off. He gave me an email and a message from his sat phone. He said that we are loaded, ready to roll, and we're headed for the Med. That was over a week ago. Second point, there's a book that all of your listeners should read. It's by the British author Ian Johnson. It is called A Mosque in Munich, and it details through declassified documents how after World War II, the CIA got SS war criminals and the Gestapo, allied them with the Muslim Brotherhood, sent these guys to the Middle East, and gave a crap load of money to the Muslim Brotherhood, and then got these war criminals to South America away from prosecution.
And that's now been declassified, over 30,000 of them in Operation Paperclip and the Rat Line. Let me ask you this, sir, so I can just hear the nomenclature you're using. You know what you're talking about. That's what I was told by military a week and a half ago, that it was going to be on soon. You're saying you got this message before the chemical attack or after?
Before.
Looking at this, sorry, go ahead.
This guy works for the Military Sealift Command. He's a senior mate. He's right below an officer. He's been there for God over 30 years. He's been with them since about the 70s, all right? A military sealift command is a civilian part of the Navy that carries cargo all over the world. He's on a really big ship called a railroad. That does the roll-on, roll-off. It's got big hatches on the ship. It can carry tanks. It's like a rolling, cargo truck with a.
It's an amphibious. It's an amphibious landing delivery platform, correct? Similar to something like the Coronado.
It can handle huge trucks. It can handle Humvees. It can handle M1 Abrams tanks. He said to me in a very brief message and an email message. He said, "We're about ready to go into the Med." He said, "We're loaded up and we're ready to go."
And to be specific, then that would mean that they have contingencies for land forces, which we know they're already deploying into the Golan areas, and they're also deploying into Jordan and into the Gaza area. That was a month ago or 2 months ago now. Let me ask you this. What do you think of this overall operation, and what do you think of the chemical attack?
I think that it is, if you study political science, and a guy named Dr. Hans Morgenthau, there's no such thing as foreign policy. All foreign aggression is done to cover internal problems in a country. Hitler's problem of Lebensraum, because between the wars, they had a high birth rate. He had to move east because the Germans
overpopulated. Exactly. Living space. Well said. That man knows what he's talking about. We'll be back.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913.
You know, Hollywood is a psych warfare system to dehumanize and destroy us and make us where we can be. push around. By the way, the mayor of L.A. has declared an emergency and says L.A. is collapsing, that everyone's exiting that has any money, and so is the film production. Yeah, it's over. All you people that think the New World Order is going to deliver you power, it was liberty that delivered you success, and now you've basically you-know-what-it all over it, and so now you have nothing. That's my one piece of solace for all you evil people that think just because you know how things run and you can manipulate other folks that you're in control. You're out of control. The only time you're in control is doing the right thing. Let's go to Passman, then we'll go to David and David and Scott. We're going to get to everybody going to overdrive. Passman, you say you're a former nuclear launch officer. Do you agree with Dr. Roberts and Dr. Corsi both saying this is one of the most dangerous times in world history?
Well, I think it could be, Alex. I'm a former intercontinental ballistic missile launch officer from the 321st. Howdy to all my brothers there from the 321st. And I am completely and thoroughly familiar with all top secret nuclear weapons launch plans. I can't talk about it, but I can give you my opinion.
Yes, sir. Give us your take on this, please.
My opinion is all it's going to take is one nuclear weapon to be released, and everything's going to be released. Because everyone is afraid. China, Russia, they're all afraid we're going to hit them first. So everybody's going to go up because nobody wants to get caught with their birds on the ground. It's the end of the world.
Now, that's standard, exactly. So what do you think the bankers are doing? I mean, I've never called for a military coup, but at a certain point, I mean, this is getting out of control.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I listened to your show, and I think you got a pretty good handle on the banker. I'm not really an economic expert. They must have some pretty good bunkers they're going to go down into and wait this thing out if it goes up.
Well, that's the thing. I'm not a nuclear expert like you, but I've studied the textbooks on it. If there's the Northern Hemisphere will be unlivable for 50 years or so. I mean, you'll have massive cancer rates, 10, 20,000 times what they already are. Southern Hemisphere won't be as bad. But, I mean, it'll create a nuclear winter probably. The temperatures will drop. We might have winters, you know, where it's like Minnesota and Texas. For everybody living in the West, it's the end of the world. I mean, is that what you've got, sir?
Well, I think it's not just the West. I think all over the world is going to be pretty bad. And
no, I know, but I'm worried about me. I mean, I'll be honest. At that point, yeah, sure, China, Russia, it's going to be molten as well.
Yeah, I would say, you know, look at your map. If you live near a military base, you're probably a target.
Yeah, so I'm in Austin surrounded by military bases. I'm dead.
Yep, pretty much.
What, they'll send up one, it'll pop open with 20 warheads, maybe 10 of them are real, just aimed at Fort Hood. In fact, how many MIRVs do you think they'd fire just at Fort Hood? They probably might assign 5 ICBMs to Fort Hood, wouldn't they? So that'd be...
Oh, sure, I can talk about Russian stuff, no problem.
Well, tell us, from what I've read, they would probably try to hit something like Fort Hood with just 5 ICBMs alone, and they might have as many as 100 warheads in there. That would not feel very good, would it?
No. No, you'd probably be a crispy critter.
I wonder if there's anywhere safe. Go ahead, sorry.
If you can get underground, you know, the global bankers, my guess is they got nice, deep underground condos somewhere, and they're going to, you know, when it happens, they're going to just kick back and, you know, laugh at the rest of us, I guess.
And they've been setting Homeland Security up for reemerging to restore order after they've done it. This could be the coup against America by the New World Order, is get us into a war with Russia and China, and that's actually what Skousen says, but he thinks it's coming down the road. It could be coming now. Sir, I'm going to come back to you. We're going to do 30 minutes of overdrive. We're going to go to David, Frankie, Scott, David. We're going to all of you. Stay there, past man.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
products. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.